Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You. I'm Rebecca Miller. I'm your guest host for today's show, along with co-host Otto Loos and Christina Liu, the radio show producer extraordinaire. So I can't believe it's the last segment of the show. It went so fast. Over break, we were just talking about how passionate our guests were. I mean, you know, from Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and they're just, each guest was so dynamic and passionate about what they do and their kind of role with the organization. And then of course, Congressman Swazi is so passionate about what he does. So it really was, it was a good show, Christina. You do know what you're doing. So going
well,
into
well, that's what I like to hear. And I just want to remind everyone again that if you miss any of our shows, obviously not everyone could just be sitting around doing nothing and immediately hit that live button. But it is going to be aired on North Hempstead TV. It's usually aired at 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. If you have Cablevision, it's channel 18 or 63, and on Verizon Fios, it's channel 46. You can go to the North Hempstead, it's mynhtv.com, and you can get the actual up-to-date schedule for every day because that changes. And you could also catch it on our Project Independence website, and then you could watch the video also on the WCWP YouTube page. So we have you completely covered, and on North Shore TV, if you have access to that too. So we are everywhere now, but these are segments that are really great. And like I said, every week it's so exciting because I've been getting so many phone calls of people who have randomly caught episodes on North Hempstead TV. So it's really nice to get those requests in now. And it's a lot of times people asking for information, more information on the program. And then we just start talking, and then those people can sometimes be referred over to our social workers and nurses, which is really cool because then they kind of just get connected into the program. So it's stuff like that makes it all worthwhile.
Do you keep notes on those calls? I'd be curious as to
I probably have them somewhere. Yeah, and like they're just, you know, it's a lot. Just last week, I got a random phone call from someone who wanted to know about one of the lawyers we had on, and that was a while ago. So they must've just been thinking about it. And then like we just organically started, she was asking me about just different programs that PI has, you know, so it really is, you know, I know we say this every week, but it's just nice to see that this TV format with Zoom really opened up the world, you know, and like the bottom line is, look, we were able to have Congressman Swazi on. We necessarily wouldn't be able to get him into the studio based on scheduling and whatnot. So having this available, you know, people from wherever they are able to come in and give an amazing interview. So
excellent,
it's really
point there, Christina.
Yeah. That's it's just, point. It's really a good thing. I think about that all the time, you know, and especially, you know, makes my life a little easier sometimes when there's a cancellation or something, you know, or someone's running late, you know, there's a lot less cancellations, I should say, via Zoom because people are.
What about last week? We had Wayne Wink from Albany.
Right.
Co-host. He was our Otto last week.
Yeah. Oh. It's really.
Wayne know that?
Yes. We were laughing with Wayne. We said, because he did quite a job. Otto, you would be proud. Wayne was very prepared for the show. He had all kinds of questions and clearly read the information that I sent over, which was very nice.
You know what's weird is when you, like you said, I don't actually visualize people listening to this show. Mm-hmm. All right. To me, it's like we're just having a conversation. I see you two on the screen, and that's about where it ends, not realizing that actually there are people that actually might be, like I always joke that there were 46 people that listen to the show. I have no idea. You know, it could be 43 for all.
Yeah, no, it's actually, you know, and it's more than, because there's guests that we have on the program, listen, who now they are able to share. And because we have video, they're sharing the YouTube link, you know, and all these guests, I mean, they're constantly asking me for all the information so they can share it on their social media, you know, so it's, these are the perks of technology and social media, that you're able to do all these wonderful things. And it's exciting and it's great information. And listen, the fact that it's archived in all these different ways, you're able to kind of get in touch with it. So it's actually fabulous, and it makes my my job great.
Do you ever watch the shows?
Yes. Oh yeah, all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll put it on at work, you know, when I'm working at my desk, because I always need tons of stimulation all the time. God forbid I'm ever in like silence. And I love watching it because it's nice. My family watches it. I could speak, my whole family constantly is tuning in to the show all the time. So it's
the replays, like on channel,
yeah,
whatever.
I have to give a shout out to Dan Cox, who does a fabulous job with the edits of our radio program. And it's great because a lot of times he'll put their contact information, the guests we had on, and whatnot. So it's great. And it's exciting stuff, guys. So that's a perk that came out of this whole world of COVID. I also want to, I can't believe we only have like a few minutes left. Next Monday, we have a joint advisory committee, and I want to let people know it's via Zoom. So if you are interested in being part of it, you could be as quiet as you want. You don't need to have a video feature. You can also call in via Zoom, which I think is a great feature, right, Beck? I mean, we have so many people that call in to our advisory committees and participate just as much as the people who have video.
That's right.
It's a really nice thing. And I mean, there's a lot of people. I think there was like last advisory, there was like 60 something people on the call. So it's at 10 o'clock on Monday.
I don't have that.
Well, you better check your emails, Otto, because I sent out the reminders yesterday with the link.
Yesterday.
Yes. So I know you were busy preparing for this radio program, but
June 14th.
Yep. June 14th at 10 a.m.
And Monday.
Monday. Yeah. And we're going to have on actually the woman who's going to be on the radio program from the Safe Center, Stephanie, who is going to be talking about elder abuse. And she is going to be promoting. There's a great conference that the Safe Center is going to be doing on June 15th. That is virtual too. And if I could find it in this stack of papers, we'll be in business. So that is for World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. It's a virtual conference via Zoom. It's from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. It's free for attendees. If you are interested in registering, you could give us a call over at 311 or 869-6311, and we can give you the link for that, because it's there's going to be a lot of wonderful speakers. And it's certainly a topic, you know, that I think is important and not talked about enough, frankly. So she will be doing a quick little presentation at our advisory. And then a couple of weeks later, we're going to have her on the radio program where we could really dive into it. So I love kind of piggybacking off, you know, the advisory committees, because you just get a short little glimpse and then we get to do a more in-depth kind of interview. So
I did not get your email, by the way. I just looked.
Otto didn't get your email?
No. I don't know. I mean, people have been responding to it, so we'll double check. I can resend it to you.
Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to say, to kind of go back a little bit about how Zoom has kind of helped bring people in that otherwise we are in Albany. Also, the supervisor has been on every single Project Independence advisory meeting.
Amazing.
You know, no matter where she is. So, you know, it used to be, well, she you know, had a meeting in Manhasset, and we had our Westbury Call Place advisory. You know, there was no way she could make it or get there. It's on time.
Absolutely.
And it's always like a rush deal. And she always liked to be at all the advisories. So since Project Independence started doing PI advisory, she's been, I believe, at every single PI advisory meeting. And sometimes we had two a week when we first started. Mm-hmm. We were trying to keep on a similar schedule to what we would normally do in person. So we've combined a lot of them now, which seems to be working out wonderfully.
Yeah, that's really nice. You know, it gives a good discussion. And, you know, and Supervisor Boswell, it's great having her on. And a lot of the council people come on. And, you know, I laugh because, you know, via Zoom too, I mean, especially having, you know, County Executive Laura Curran on the program too, a lot, you know, they're in the car and they're Zooming, you know, no matter where anyone is, they'll buzz right into, you know, the conversation, which I think is really wonderful. So
yeah,
I encourage
you visualize. Do you visualize live advisory committee meetings like in the September timeframe?
Yeah. I mean, look, listen, we're going to play it by ear. Everything is changing.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, listen, we're going to have a hybrid kind of system going forward. I would imagine things, you know, to be, I mean, our Blankets of Love group just had its first in-person meeting last week, or this week, excuse me. And some people aren't comfortable, you know, coming in yet. So they're able to be, Andrea Taylor, who facilitates the group. There was a couple of ladies, you know, and it's a small group and they're socially distanced, you know, inside. And then she had a laptop where other people were able to, from home, still participate in the group. So I think we're going to
streaming it. We'll see. I mean, yeah. Everything we hope to eventually get back in person. I think things change every day.
It's hard to say.
100%, 70% capacity. We just have to see, you know, how things go. And, ultimately our goal is to come back in person in the fall, but we really don't know. We didn't think a week before we got the word that we could do Fun Day Monday. We said there would be no Fun Day Monday, like we would talk about the virtual thing. And then the next week, everything started opening up. We were able to have more people attend outdoor events. And now we have 4 Fun Day Mondays. So I don't know. I think you're right, though, Christine. I think because with PR, it will always be a hybrid because people that can't come out or don't drive or for whatever reason, maybe we stream all the meetings going forward, you know, so it's looking up, but you know, we don't know from one day to the next, but
yeah. And I just think, you know, it's nice. And, you know, it's just having this kind of streaming technology component, you know, but besides COVID, you know, really for people who don't drive, you know, maybe they have difficulty leaving their home or they have, you know, or they're busy, you know, what, or they just don't want to be in prime. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons. You know, the fact that those people are now able to be connected, you don't want to now disconnect them, you know, from kind of the world and stuff. And it's just, that has been an amazing thing. And just to hear, you know, from people, and I love especially too on some of these Zooms and groups that we have, there's, you know, maybe a child lives with the parent who has difficulty, you know, they're a caregiver. And a lot of times they'll come on, you know, together. And it's just a nice thing to see, you know, in the little square, you know, the mom and the daughter kind of there participating. Because, I mean, Beck and I could certainly say the amount of phone calls that we get from caregivers is certainly a huge percentage of calls that we get. So it's nice to just kind of keep everyone in the loop and informed with these. And that's what the advisory is great for, because it's a place where you can kind of get all the information, new updates, new programs, you know, new ideas, whatever it might be, you know, in those meetings. So it's great.
Well, it's that time. It's the countdown to the end of another incredible Project Independence and You show. And, you know, I want to thank all of our guests from Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and also Congressman Tom Suozzi, Otto Loos, and of course, Christina Liu for pulling
and together. And of course you, my dear.
Terrific show. And thank you to me, Rebecca. and sending love and peace to John Ryan. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Hope you tune in next week. This is Project Independence and You on WCWP.org. Have a great weekend.